right, and we are back. We've got Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about their new technology and how it helps building owners save on their energy costs by cutting unneeded electrical usage. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, hey, Corey, why is it important for people to pay attention to energy efficiency? I can't believe I just asked that question.
I'm shocked that you had to as well. But unfortunately, we're still in a situation where folks are still trying to understand how to reduce their energy consumption. And they often turn towards renewable energies or other things when really what they should be looking at first and foremost is what they can do to reduce their existing energy consumption. So for us, energy efficiency has a lot of, you know, terms. You can refer to it as the first fuel, the fifth fuel. But for us, it's the low-hanging fruit. It's not political. It's something everyone can get behind. And it's, in my opinion, the most cost-effective way and the fastest way for us to achieve greater energy independence.
Well, hey, wait a minute now. What about renewable energy? I hear all this green stuff and all that other stuff. Isn't that important, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of it is very important. You know, all of it makes up what will be a better energy portfolio, a healthier energy portfolio for us moving forward. So, yes, renewable energy will plays and will continue to play an even greater part in helping us achieve energy independence. But when you have, I try to explain it this way, if you have a building and you want to green your building or make your building more sustainable, if you put solar panels on the rooftop, that's great. You're using a natural renewable energy source, except you're still adding more generation. So you're still potentially wasting energy inside of that building. Even if you're using the sun's energy, you're still potentially being wasteful. So for us, the first, you know, method of reducing consumption would be to look inside and see what you can already reduce and then make up more of your portfolio using renewable sources.
Okay, so then that's what you're talking about when you're talking about energy management system. It's a bunch of different things, not just like a thermostat.
Yes, it's much more than a thermostat, but it does include a thermostat.
Okay.
So an energy management system, there's lots of different definitions, but at its core, an energy management system is made up of software, hardware, and the associated services that intelligently manage, monitor, and control a building's energy loads. And those loads are typically made up of HVAC, lighting, and plug loads. So a system like a system that Magnum Energy Solutions provides is a way of intelligently automating those building systems.
Oh, okay, because at my house, energy management is turning the thermostat up and down and turning off the lights when I leave. But if somebody's got a big building that they're running and the people that are in that building really don't care the way I do, then I guess that's where this all comes in.
You bring up a good point. I mean, you know, for us, there are technologies out there that give people a better understanding of their energy consumption, but they still leave it to the human being to actually change behavior. And what you find oftentimes in studies is that behavior changes very quickly and very dramatically over the course of the first 2 or 3 months, and then right at about the 6 month mark, it drops off significantly and kind of plateaus, you know, there on out. And so using automation, we're basically extending, you know, through control and automation, the human decision making to the device level. So we're taking away the potential for the human being to still not change their behaviors over the course of the long term, and we're allowing technology to do that for us, which we allow technology to do so many other things. Why not make our buildings more intelligent?
Well, what is Magnum's differentiator that sets you apart from your competition?
Sure. There are a lot of companies that tout and implement energy management technology. Ours is different in that it is, first and foremost, it's wireless. So it's a solution that you can easily retrofit into an existing building or implement into new construction, either or. But also the sensors and switches that we manufacture and sell are also completely batteryless. So they function off of harvesting energy from their surrounding environment. That means that there's no batteries to replace in those devices, which makes maintenance staff obviously very happy. Because who wants to replace batteries? I mean, when your fire alarm starts to go off and the smoke detectors go off in the middle of the night and you have to run around finding which one it is and replacing batteries, it's no fun. Times that by, a couple of thousand, and that'd be the kind of batteries you'd have to replace on an ongoing basis.
Well, what kind of properties are your management systems found in? Because you're talking about running and turning off 1,000 different things. That sounds pretty big.
Sure. Well, we have universities that have, we have a university that has 4,200 dorm rooms and 22,000 points of control, all the way down to small commercial offices, small box retail, hotels of any size from 50 to 900 rooms. You can pretty much put energy management technology in any building you can think of, from commercial, residential, up to industrial manufacturing plants.
Well, sounds like we got to get you to work on the bottom line for the guys at Warren Henry Automotive, always trying to get them to make more money. Now, are utilities getting on board with supporting this kind of stuff and doing retrofits and new construction stuff? How does that work?
Yes, so we recognize that although it's great for companies that want to retrofit to be green and be more sustainable and leave a smaller carbon footprint, that's excellent. But at the end of the day, the decision has to also be economical. It has to make financial sense for any company, hotel, business, organization to implement any sort of energy management technology or anything for that matter. And we're finally seeing that utilities around the country are really incentivizing this kind of technology, from prescriptive measures, which incentivize the actual devices like occupancy sensors, to what we call custom incentives, which means they don't care what kind of technology you use, they will incentivize you based upon the energy that you save. So save 20% and you could potentially get stroked a check for, $200 for every hotel room that you retrofit. So the utilities are finally really starting to catch up and catch on, recognizing that it's expensive for them to bring on new generation as well. So they want to see what they can do to help their customers reduce their loads as well, because it benefits them.
Well, Corey, who is it at the company that you would deal with? Is it the property manager, the property owner? And how would those folks get in touch with you and find out about your products?
Sure. We deal with all different kinds and levels of people at any organization. So it's facility managers, IT staff, sustainability directors, architects, developers, designers, engineers. It's all different levels of people. Usually at some point they kind of all come together, so we're all kind of talking the same language. They can get together, they can call us at 330-656-9365. That was from memory. That's pretty good, since that's not the number I always remember.
Too cute.
But our website is also at magnumenergysolutions.com. We're even on Facebook at Magnum Energy Solutions LLC. We'd love for them to contact us so we can start the process of helping them determine how they can save energy and, more importantly, save money.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming and bringing your message to our audience. In the coming months, weeks and months, we're going to talk about different product types individually, how you can save people money, what you can do to help the United States continue its march towards energy independence, how we're going to finance this stuff. It just goes on and on. I want to thank you and the rest of your team for joining us and working to promote this type of Well, gosh, this is just great for America. I want to thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you. It's good to be on, and we appreciate you supporting not only our business but the mission at hand. Thank you.
It's our absolute pleasure. We're glad to be part of the team. We'll be right back after this. We'll have Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer, back after this.